And at the end of the podcast, they were discussing, how do you deal with people who email and say, you've inspired me, I want to quit drinking, what's your advice? And the two of them come to it with different approaches, of course. And as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, gee, I would say a totally different thing. And of course, what I want to say with that is, I would like to say a totally different thing that will reach a whole other group of people that these two responses don't reach. Response number one of these two guests, one is the host, one is the guest. Response number one of how do you reply to people who are emailing you? One guy says, if you're not ready to quit, just wait for it to get worse. Or spend some time looking around and assess with open eyes how bad it already is. And that all of these ideas of low bottom are bullshit. That you're going to have to step off the elevator at some point. So you might as well do it now. And if you don't feel inspired to do it now, you can wait until it gets worse, because it will. The second reply from the host was, this is going to be hard work. You have to do some heavy lifting. When you're ready, I suggest that you go to AA, put aside your concept of how successful it is or how it applies to you. Take advice, do 30 meetings in 30 days, and then email me back. And he says, most people don't email back. And I'm listening to these two guys. And you know me now. You know maybe what I might say here. I might say the following. Nobody wants to quit forever. And for those people who don't want to go to AA, there should be some other option. And to say to somebody that you need to wait till it gets worse, because that's how you'll find your motivation, is missing the thing that I think I have come upon, which is the idea of a trial. If you approach it as a 100-day sober experiment, then it's not forever, and your brain frames it a completely different way. It's an experiment. You can't convince anybody that quitting drinking is a good idea while they're still drinking. And to suggest that somebody has a lower bottom is sort of painful, because I think it's not required. Like, I think I would be saying, you don't have to wait for it to get worse. You don't even have to think you're an alcoholic. You don't have to think anything. Why don't you just try 100 days with no booze and see how you feel? Because then once someone has quit, it's remarkably easy to connect the dots and say, look at all these things that have changed for you in the last 100 days. Gee, I wonder if that's related to being sober. Look at how much better you sleep, how much less money you spend, how many fewer fights you have with your husband. Look at the job opportunities that have come up for you that you're now able to take advantage of. Look at the early morning workouts that you've achieved. Look at the bath time that you've enjoyed with your child without having to rush through it to get back to the wine. I'm now coming up on a busier street, so there may be more traffic noise. I'm on my way to breakfast.